Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you as always, for making your way here, checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button. That way you can keep up with all the episodes that we put out every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can grab us at Spotify, at Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Leave a rating and a review as well if you feel so inspired. We've had some great guests on recently, including Brent Smith of Shinedown, documentarian Sarah Dowland behind Sue Bird in the Clutch, Katie Crutchfield from Waxahachie, Kevin Bacon and the Bacon Brothers, Scoot McNary from Blood for Dust and Speak No Evil. We had Stone Gossard and Mike McCready of Pearl Jam, Dave Wakeling of the English Beat, Beth Ditto of Gossip, Skeet Ulrich from Scream and Riverdale, Guy Garvey from Elbow, Maggie Lindemann, actors Hamish Linklater, Rudy Mancuso, comedian Martin Amini. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, we're talking about the movie Unfrosted, out now on Netflix, starring and directed by Jerry Seinfeld. I'm going to be hanging out with writer Spike Ferriston, who co-wrote the movie with Jerry. And we're it's a comedy. It's a very funny, absurd comedy about the moment Pop-Tarts arrived into the world. Set in Battle Creek, Michigan, 1963, the story of Kellogg's and Post, sworn cereal rivals, as they race to create a pastry that will change the face of breakfast and maybe humanity forever. It's a wildly imaginative tale of ambition, betrayal, and menacing milkmen, sweetened with artificial ingredients. Unfrosted stars Jerry Seinfeld in his directorial film debut and features a supporting cast of comedy greats, including Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Hugh Grant, Amy Schumer, Max Greenfield, Christian Slater, Sarah Cooper, Bill Burr, and so many more. Spike, who famous for writing several mini Seinfeld episodes, such as The Soup Nazi and The Muffin Tops, to name just a couple, as well as his work on Space Ghost Coast to Coast, can't overlook that. He's going to tell us how he and Seinfeld came up with the idea for Unfrosted, the need for absurd comedy, and tapping into the nostalgia of the early 60s and magic of breakfast. Spike's going to go on to discuss coming up with the characters, all based on real people, such as Hugh Grant as Tony the Tiger's Thurl Ravenscroft, and Kyle Dunnigan, who plays both Walter Cronkite and Johnny Carson, along with relating the script to how they wrote episodes for Seinfeld and how, ultimately, what you see on the screen is still Jerry Seinfeld playing Jerry Seinfeld. All that and more, let's dig into Unfrosted. It's Kyle Meredith with Spike Ferriston.
Hi, Kyle. Hi.
Congrats on Unfrosted. This is the funniest movie that I've seen in a very, very long time.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. It might be the only comedy movie made in the last 4 years.
I think you might be right about that. You know, I've got to ask about that here in a little bit, too. But seriously, it is. I laughed out loud. I love the concepts. Just didn't see it coming when it was. I mean, you see the trailer and you're like, "What in the world?" I remember the boxes of cereal on the episodes of Seinfeld, always in the cabinet right there. Where does this idea go back that far? Like, where did this idea come from?
It comes from Jerry's fascination, and he and I remember this differently. He says, you know, it was inspired by a joke in his stand-up routine, which is maybe true, but not from where I'm sitting. there was a moment where we were having coffee together and I said, you know, time machine, Jerry Seinfeld, where does Jerry Seinfeld go? And he said, like, dumb question. 1963, the invention of the Pop-Tart. And I went, what? There's not the birth of the Marx Brothers or Abe Lincoln or dinosaurs. He goes, no, no. He goes, Battle Creek, Michigan was a company town and they somehow took horse feed grains and made them fun for kids with characters. And then they invented the Pop-Tart. And he was being serious. I thought he was joking. He was very serious. His love of this moment in the early 60s and that and Battle Creek, Michigan and cereals. And you know, he started talking about the real story a little bit about how Post had invented a Pop-Tart and Kellogg's had 6 months to catch up. And we were laughing about serious men in suits taking dumb stuff like this seriously, like their day, Kellogg's day getting ruined because some idiot at Post invents a toastable breakfast square. And it became this kind of writer's room, us hanging out riff joke where we just keep building on the riff. Okay, George Clooney's the guy from Kellogg's and they're number one. And he decides to finally take a vacation because his wife is upset. And then he gets to Hawaii and you're not going to believe this Post just invented a toastable breakfast. Kids, get out of the pool. And it would make us laugh and a year would go by. I mean, that really was the origin. It was a writer's room, goofball, cigar smoking joke that we would keep adding to. The pandemic hits and we thought, let's try to make use of this spare time. It may never come again. And the world feels bleak and dark and there's tragedy, tragedy all around us. What better time to write a comedy?
But that's it. And you said it too. Like there aren't comedies like this anymore.
No.
I mean, it's not exactly as far absurd as like Airplane, but we're going in that direction.
We're definitely going that direction. Yeah, there was a movie at the time, and I can't remember the name of it, and I'm sure it was a good movie, but it was just ill-timed, where a woman was living in a van and peeing in a glass. Do you remember that movie? I don't even remember the movie.
Woman in a van.
One of the wives of the Coen brothers there, the actress, but it was just, it was well-promoted and then really depressing on top of all of our depressions, and we were like, Hollywood is broken. If this is what they think we need right now, we need something big, dumb, and funny. And who better to do it than the big, dumb group of us? That really was a conversation had.
The talent, I think, of writing, because why does it feel like, to further what you're saying, why does it feel like this is a lost art? When I think about Anchorman, all of those things, when I'm like, where's that movie now? Here's that movie. Why was it so hard for me to find this movie? Is that answerable?
Well, no. I mean, everything changes. Everything evolves. People talk about Succession, which is an awesome show. One of my favorite shows, but they talk about it like it's a comedy, right? And, you know, think what you want. For me, that's not a comedy. That's a drama with some light moments. And again, I love that show, but it's not where I go to laugh. You know, I'll go to other places to laugh. You know, I can't speak to what people are, you know, buying as far as studios, but Netflix has always been a very big friend to comedy. You know, their Netflix is a joke festival. There was, but when we started shooting the movie, there was this big party at Ted Sarando's house. And it was, you know, you could tell a lot of money was spent on this party. It was all comedians and writers and, you know, cameras. And, you know, I don't know Ted Sarandos that well, but I went up to him and I shook his hand. I go, I've never seen anything like this. And he goes, what do you mean? I go, usually this is movie stars, not comedy people, but you're treating them like movie stars. And, you know, that's when I knew this movie was just in the right place. And, you know, he's a huge fan of comedy like we are. And, you know, I hope that we're going to see more stuff like this because, yeah. You know, it's fun. It don't take it too seriously. If you don't like the jokes, whatever. But, you know, at the end of the day, we think you might have a good time doing this. And there's kind of a hole in our culture right now with it.
And we'll be right back right after this. Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. I live in Kentucky in the Midwest and allergies. Yeah, I suffer. When I say I suffer from allergies, I suffer from allergies. And around here, everyone I know deals with allergies to some degree. And for a long time, I thought it was just something that I would have to live with, which is a real problem for anything, but especially when you're a radio host. It affects my voice, it affects my mood, it affects everything. And I feel like I've tried all the medicines. Some of them work better than others, but there's never a perfect one out there, especially because some of them take forever to actually work and some of them don't work at all. And then there's Astepro, the fastest solution to nasal allergy symptoms. It's what I use now, and it's definitely changed my life. Astepro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astepro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astepro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. With all the pollen in the air, with all the dust around the corners of the house, even with the allergies I have from my dog, Astepro has been the nasal spray that has helped me with all of my allergies. And it can help you too. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astepro. Go to AstaproAllergy.com for a discount so you can Astepro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. That's Astepro allergy.com. Astepro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Spike Ferriston.
Tapping into the magic of breakfast and the nostalgia that we hold for it, and but also the absurdity of breakfast. I mean, this is just sugar compacted with different flavors. We know that as adults, but that magic is there and you all get to tap into that, which might be natural because we all grew up. We might have grew up in different decades, but it's still like that magic was there. The toys aren't there anymore. And that's a problem, I think. But
yeah, it's a big problem.
I don't know if I'd still buy cereal, but maybe I would if the toys are there. But when you're coming up with that, like maybe it was just easy, but knowing that you're tapping into something that we all have this memory of, like how strong did that play in finding the tone?
Well, I mean, 1963 is a very big character in the movie. And while the story may not be all that accurate, everything in the movie, every piece of furniture, every toy, every logo, Schwinn bikes. Jerry was very, very strict about, look, it's got to be 1963 or within that little zone for this movie because I want it to be very accurate. So, you know, the stuff around the wrapped around this movie is 100% accurate, except in a couple of places. You know, mentions of Einstein and other stuff. We did kind of let that stuff go. But if you look around the movie, wheelos and labels are all, we had an incredible prop department that really labored and created and made stuff that was 100% on the nose, right down to like the pen holders and the lighters and things. I mean, it's impressive.
Yeah, and just watching Cronkite every time pull out something new and,
That's the genius of Kyle Donegan, who is, you know, I think Jerry gave him the note on set. Just keep talking, keep the cameras rolling. Just talk about your home life a little.
But with a new gadget every time, you know, that's.
That piece. Yeah, well, that was largely to do with how do we get out of the box we created with Trat Pop, which is Pop-Tart backwards. Wow. How do we get out of that mess? And then someone said Silly Putty would do it, and pulling it off, we went, oh.
There it is.
Well, how do we explain that Walter Cronkite has Silly Putty? Well, maybe he's got a nephew, and his nephew sends him stuff, and eventually we cut the nephew, and now he's got a wheelo.
Yeah.
He's a little out of his mind, and he gets a new toy every week.
It's fun. And then, as you were saying, it's all based on real things. And I learned things. I mean, all of these, I think, a lot of these people are real people, even if this isn't the real story.
Correct.
But like the guy who, you know, Hugh Grant's character, his name is the actual, I forget his name.
Earl Ravenscroft.
Right. Thank you. Like that's, these are real people, but you got to play around with that. I'd love to hear about sort of coming up with the characters. Like it's based in fact, but not really.
Well, it all came from, is this funny or not? So when we read about Thurl Ravenscroft, who was a classically trained actor who played Tony the Tiger, it wasn't a big leap for us to go, I bet he really hated that Tony the Tiger job. If he's doing Shakespeare at night, can you imagine how he feels about selling himself out just to make car payments? And that made a, that made us really laugh. And, you know, it turned out some of that stuff was true. You know, the real Thurl Ravenscroft went to the Kellogg's brass and said, I think we deserve more money for what we do. We're helping you sell this grain and we're giving it life. And they said, look, we'll replace you in 10 seconds. You're just a guy in a costume. So, you know, we were delighted when we found out that some of what we were written was real. And there are elements of Thurl that we thought, well, that just works. Let's just do that and make some of it up. There were other parts like, you know, who's running Post, and the CEO at the time wasn't all that interesting. And, you know, in the 60s, it was a man's world and we wanted women in this movie. So we said, well, what about Marjorie Post? Very interesting character, you know, a strong feminist. What about her in this world running that company, which I don't think she ever did, but let's put her there. Let's give her a male assistant that she abuses. Let's have some fun there. And so that's kind of how the thinking went. Again, was just like, what's going to be funniest for us? And again, I hearken back to writing a Seinfeld episode. To me, it was the same. I mean, these were all the same problems we were solving back then that we were solving now.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Spike Ferriston.
And knowing that you and Jerry teaming up and you've got the history of the Jerry jokes and you can hear those in here. I'm talking about the moon. Why do we want to go to the moon? You know, it's like you hear it may, again, I'm sure that's just natural and possible, but like your all's history goes back so far. Do you feel yourselves doing that when it's happening?
No, but what you bring up is something no one has asked about before. I had legitimate concern about Jerry playing another person other than Jerry Seinfeld. He'd never done it. As far as I know, maybe early on before Seinfeld, he was in a Benson episode or something. And, you know, I know as a fan of watching, you know, television and movies that I always get a little thrown off when I see my favorite comedian playing acting and not being as funny. And so, you know, early on, I said to him, you know, because he raised up the concern, this new character, Bob Cabana. And he said, who is he? And I go, he's Jerry Seinfeld. And he goes, well, how do we do that? I go, we let the audience know very early on with jokes that you would do as Jerry Seinfeld from the stage or in the show. So Xanthan-gum is Newman, you know, Newman. we were leaving breadcrumbs right from the very beginning. Like I said, just riff on this and let's see if we can write some of it down. So the audience will know you're going to get Jerry Seinfeld and Jerry Seinfeld's brand of comedy in this movie. Don't worry.
I bought in hook, line, and sinker right from the beginning because of that right there. And you still just blew my mind when you said it. That's
well, it was a legitimate obstacle for us. Like,
yeah, man, it's so well done. Pop tarts for you, toasted, untoasted.
I go both ways. I'm a modern man.
Modern man.
I like frosted blueberry, and just depending on my mood and what I'm watching is whether I toast or not toast. What about you?
All right. I'm a untoasted.
Untoasted. Wow.
Back in the blog days, there was a website called Pop Tarts Suck Toasted. And I thought it was a great title for anything. It was a title for a site, you know, and to this day that rings true in my head. It's like, nah, Pop Tarts Suck Toasted.
That's funny. I really don't know. I mean, I really wish they had more frosting on them these days, because then I would definitely go raw.
Yeah. Every now and then I like the brown sugar. That's fine. It is everything that you guys have done here. It's hilarious. It is one of the funniest movies. The funniest movie I've seen in a long time.
Thank you.
Probably the funniest movie about a breakfast pastry that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And just wrapping up by saying, I think I read today it was the 30th anniversary of Space Ghost Coast to Coast. You had a little bit to do with that as well. And that is so near and dear to every facet of who I am today. So happy anniversary.
Thank you. I didn't know that, but yeah. Another fantastic project. Here's what those two projects have in common. The companies that made them let us do whatever we wanted.
See, Listen to the creative people and let them do what they want.
There you go.
Magic. Spike, thank you so much for taking the time. Thank you for writing this damn movie. I mean that.
Appreciate it.
My thanks to Spike. Unfrosted, out now on Netflix. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out just like this one. You get a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Also, give the series a rating. Leave a review if you feel so inspired. Those always help out so much. After that, head over to WFPK.org. Write to a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Bill Withers, Elvis Costello, Mount Joy, Fleetwood Mac, Bruce Springsteen, Big Thief, Foo Fighters, Modern English, Fugazi, David Bowie, Wonder Horse, Sheryl Crow, The Beach Boys, Michael Franti, Silverchair, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Ani DeFranco, Phoenix, and my interview with Adrian Linker, the lead singer of Big Thief. Just an example of what you can hear every weeknight, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.